أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار Sadaqallahul Azim. We continue with verse number 191 and then 192. Yesterday we discussed verse 190 in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the creation of the skies and the earth and the alternating of the night and the day. These are signs for the Ulul Albab, for the people of wisdom, the people of intelligence. Here in verse number 191, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes who are the people of intelligence. In this world, people have different criterias of intelligence. We have IQ tests, and people will then determine intelligence according to the rankings of this world. But in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the qualities of intelligence insofar as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned, the criteria that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set down. And really, when we look at these qualities that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has set down, then there are so balanced, they are so fine, and they are such subtle points that one can draw from it. The truth and the reality is this, that first of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to understand it. And secondly, Allah Ta'ala grant us the realities of all of this. One is Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. The first quality is those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith reported by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they are by me, in other words, they are with me. When a person begins to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as though a person is already by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran Sharif, we will find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about dhikrullah, Allah speaks about the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is no attachment of any time. Allah ta'ala does not attach any quantity. Allah ta'ala says, dhikran kathira, in abundance. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not attached any particular situation, any particular posture. Qiyaman, whilst a person is standing, a person can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, insofar as the remembrance of Allah ta'ala is concerned, one is remembering Allah ta'ala with the tongue, and the other is to remember Allah ta'ala with the heart. Obviously, there needs to be an abundance of spiritual training to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. But obviously it will begin with the tongue. One remembers Allah ta'ala, then with the tongue, the heart, and then obviously one then gets immersed in remembering Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then secondly is qu'uda. When a person is sitting, a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state, in that condition. Reclining means that when a person is now in a state of rest, then the heart has never forgotten Allah, the tongue has never forgotten Allah Ta'ala, and obviously the limbs also has not forgotten Allah Ta'ala. Everything is in the obedience of Allah, the senses are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now when this condition comes upon a person, sometimes a person goes through the quality of what is called ujb. Ujab means that a person then becomes filled with himself. A person then feels that one has accomplished. A person feels that one has fulfilled the requirements. A person feels one has fulfilled the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala must save us, but sometimes a superiority complex may dwell within the hearts of these individuals because they feel that now they have accomplished the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to remove that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and now they contemplate and they ponder. What do they contemplate and what do they ponder in? فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the khalq, in the creation of the skies and the earth. By contemplating in the creation of the skies and the earth, then one will begin to contemplate about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person becomes filled with oneself. One would feel that they are the only ones that make the ibadat of Allah. That holier than thou attitude begins to settle in the heart of an individual. One feels that others are not good enough in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and it is only me, and it is only about me, and that is not a quality that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala desires. Now, one important aspect is this, that we will never contemplate and we will never ponder about the Zat, the being of Allah Ta'ala. But here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that we will contemplate about the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why the scholars, those who are accomplished insofar as tasawwuf is concerned, they used to say that do not make tafakkur, do not ponder about Allah Ta'ala, but ponder about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very simple example for us is this, that we look during the daylight, we look and we utilize the light of the day, and we see everything that is visible to us. So we will use the light of the sun, but nobody looks into the sun. If you begin to look into the sun, then blindness is going to settle in. So nobody is going to contemplate about Allah Ta'ala, but one is going to use the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin to see the light and see around a person and contemplate on the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has quoted Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah in saying that this tafakkur is so important for a person, that tafakkur of one sa'a, tafakkur of one moment, is better than the ibadat of an entire night. Now why is it? It's because when a person begins to make tafakkur, and a person contemplates and sees the creation of Allah, he begins to realize the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What happens thereafter we will discuss, but when we looked at the great sahaba, the Tabi'een used to say, with regards to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that this tafakkur, this pondering creates the light by which a believer begins to see, the light in the heart, by which a believer begins to see and he recognizes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go out into the wilderness where there used to be no one. And then he used to address the earth, and he used to ask the earth, Aina ahluk, where are all your people, where are all the inhabitants, they are all gone. And then he used to say that, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, the whole of mankind is going to be destroyed, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, what is our worth? We are worthless in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Now when this quality begins to come within a person, then one will realize, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, O Allah, you have not created this, in other words, the creation batila, in vain. You have not created this as a play, as an amusement. This shows and this indicates your greatness, and I am so weak, Ya Allah, I can never fulfill all the conditions, I can never fulfill your right, Ya Allah, I am so weak. Subhanak, O Allah, perfection be to you, glory be to you. Faqina adhab an-nar, then save us from the fire of Jahannam. One begins to realize one's own weakness. One begins to realize that whatever we do insofar as our ibadat is concerned is so weak in comparison to the might and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one is the dhikr of Allah, one is the ibadat of Allah, and together with that is the realization of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala speaks about ibadur rahman, the real and true servants of Allah ta'ala, again the same theme is replete. Allah ta'ala speaks about them that they spend the nights making sajda and qiyam in front of Allah Ta'ala, and immediately the thought comes about their own weakness. رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Ya Allah, turn away from me the azab of the fire of Jahannam. Because one realizes one's own weakness, one realizes one's own inability, so that our hearts and our minds do not go to others, but it dwells upon our own inability. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, certainly that person whom you admit into the fire of Jahannam, فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ. Oh Allah, certainly you have abased that person. Oh Allah, you have disgraced that person. In other words, the reality of the everlasting doom dwells within the heart of an individual. What is my condition going to be? And hence, our minds will move away from the conditions of others. Today, what happens is, we make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we feel that everyone else is incapable, everyone else has not excelled, everyone else has not accomplished, everyone else are sinners, we are the only obedient slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah wants us to realize our own inabilities, our own weaknesses, our own unaccomplishments in the courts of Allah. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. And no matter what our state in this world may be, no matter how great an individual may be in this world, but there is no helper for those who have wronged, and for those who have oppressed, and for those who have sinned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two qualities of the ulul albab. One is to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the other is to make tafakkur and to ponder. The natural result of it will be to realize our own inabilities, to realize our own feebleness, and to realize that we will never be able to accomplish insofar as our ibadat is concerned when we measure it to the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.